Trash to Cash podcast, episode 132. How's it going, everyone? I'm ADH Dave, and with me, as always, we have American Arbitrage and Commonwealth Picker. Up there.
How come I don't see any names?
You can have names if that's what you names. Want, Papa.
Have we even been doing names? I didn't do a funny
name. Yeah, nobody knows who we are when they watch it. They're like, oh,
I just
well, maybe that's a good thing.
I assume they know.
That's true.
They know
we want
names,
we want
right?
complete.
Oh, they might
complete,
think I'm Death Pile Picker.
We want complete anonymity with this podcast. We want no one to know who we are, so we don't.
I don't know how to spell
that.
Handsomest. Mm.
Didn't somebody send you an email, Dave, and asking for our like channels or something, for our names?
Yeah,
or something?
eBay. Supposedly eBay.
Wanting our logins, saying
wanted,
that we've been
they
hacked.
They wanted Kevin's login and his social, and I gave it to him. And I don't know.
It's easy to remember. It's three.
Yeah, just all three.
Just three.
Three, 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 three.
No, just one.
So
three.
eBay Dang. Didn't watch this show and be like, yes, let's be the key sponsor for the Trash to Cash.
I think eBay
podcast.
Should be the key sponsor.
It's weird that they didn't because we're
they
we're
could
providing...
feel we're talking about Bonanza too much. And they
is there
wanna,
any
they
other
wanna...
reselling podcast that has put well, two urinating emojis in one thumbnail?
Yes, in one
we
thumbnail.
Have, we have taken it to the next level.
Just three short episodes after the keystring episode. This is
exactly.
I'm so proud to be on this podcast.
Yeah. You should be. You should be, man. We haven't even talked about a number 7 in 100 episodes.
I feel like a lot of people did find out who the pee drinker was from the Flee Across Florida, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know
Cheers.
Now. Oh, he's drinking pee right now? Look at that.
Look at that, dude.
I got the blue.
The soothing
I need
taste
to see
of
a
urine on a podcast.
So
well,
guys,
I saw, yeah,
oh, go
I
ahead,
saw
Kevin.
Dave that you, well, did yeah, you know Carrie Dave was cheating on us? Did you know that?
Ooh,
he was cheating
I?
On
what,
us.
What
yeah,
did you do?
He was
what
on did? Another podcast.
What podcast were you on, Dave? Yes, Kevin was on another exposure. Podcast. I know that much.
Yeah, I was trying to get more people to know my name, and I thought that podcast would be a good fit. Like, a lot
Where'd
of people
go?
Would learn about me. I think it's up to 30 views. So
nice. Those are fun.
I watched
slim,
it today.
Slim picking. Slim flipping.
Flippers.
Okay.
Slim flippers. Yep. And he really wants us to talk. He loves. He made a joke, and he really loves the joke. It's something about
okay, well,
Kevin having a snuggle bus, and that's the name of the trailer. It's him and Mike's snuggle bus. So
oh, because
he
yeah.
asked that I brought that up.
He didn't make the joke, Dave. You called it that.
No, he did. He did.
No,
he
no.
said he's been
you
trying.
You called
to...
it that in the past.
Oh,
you
but who knows what I said in the
well,
past?
Yeah, it's weird. Like... it's just a
diarrhea.
It's just a hardwood floor and one sleeping bag. What are we supposed to think?
You are.
Where are you guys
better...
sleeping?
I was a much better what?
You're a much better host of a podcast than a guest.
Okay.
That is
well,
Dave's terrible as a guest.
I was trying not to. I've never. I'm not going to say I never watched this show, but I may or may not have never watched the show, and I didn't know the flow.
Dave.
And honestly, Mike just said, hey, can you hop on? I was like, yeah, I'll just hop on.
Dave just barely repaired his relationship with Kat the Nurse Flipper after just being a terrible guest on her show.
Did that be
just the worst?
I would love to watch that.
Oh,
that
was somewhere.
That was a good one. Me and we were
somewhere.
Just messing with Dave the whole time, and then Dave couldn't handle it. Couldn't
What's
be cool.
up with this?
Couldn't keep it cool.
Terminator?
Look at this. Look at this, dude. We got Jean-Claude Van Douche.
Look at behind Carrie. Look behind Carrie. You got freaking Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Put your head
he?
The other way. Yeah, there you go. Look at that. He's got Spider-Man with
yeah.
the Trash to Cash hat. Look at his fanny pack. It's got a pig. Kevin, okay.
Almost
he's holding a dollar.
Audio listeners, Carrie has a Spider-Man behind him, full-sized, with an Enaman and a fanny pack that says CWP.
Oh,
Deathpile
yeah.
support pig, I believe.
He's got an American Arbitrage handkerchief that Don made out of the one shirt we had left.
Yeah, and he's got a Trash to Cash hat, and it looks like that finger was in your naughty place.
It, yes. And look, look, I also went full, tool bag, because now I have a mullet.
Oh yeah, what happened with that? Wait, turn. Let me see. No. Let me see.
Tool bag?
Why do you have a mullet? Why is that a thing?
Because I want to be. I want to look like. I want to look like a baseball player.
Dude,
like,
are you there. Risen? Are
no.
you risen?
I want to riz.
Are you on
Grannian? I just don't want to feel old, and this is how I'm handling. I'm not getting a phallic tattoo.
This is
like
a straight
Kevin.
Up midlife crisis, Kevin. You're gonna hold on. This is all.
At
all
least
right.
I admit
Switch
it.
Switch it up. Let's make fun of Carrie now.
Hey,
Carrie has a mullet. There's the title.
Carrie
has a mullet. That's it. That's all I need. Oh, that's so horrible.
Dude,
me and Turner laugh at the baseball kids that walk around looking like that.
Yeah.
Now I
I always hate my hair going out long, and then I just want to see what it looks like, man. But I'm going to look like a douche. Nah, I'm too old for this haircut. Dawn said I wasn't, though, so she said it was okay.
Yeah, Dawn's
like
everything.
An 80s, you know, metal yeah, Dawn, hair band.
Dawn
girl,
wants me to
so
look like David Coverdale, but it's not going to happen.
Yes, mm-hmm. Tonic is not good.
Yeah, so
I don't she better start dancing on my Honda Civic if she wants me to look like David Coverdale.
Honda Civic, your Cadillac. You
so reselling,
yeah, either
podcast.
One.
Reselling mm-hmm. podcast.
Yeah, guys.
We've got some questions eBay, about reselling.
Mercari.
We've sold some stuff this last couple of days.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of Kevin's video. Well, what did I say? 22 seconds is when I sent you that
what
screenshot.
Video?
We had like the hazmat suit behind you for choking out puppies or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
Why do you have your clothes hanging on your cabin?
I told you, and they're fine. Listen,
there was blood on the hazmat suit.
Smell, there's only so many ways you get a smoky smell out, and this wasn't like cigarette smokes. This is like campfire camping out okay. in the woods smoke, right?
Yeah.
And it'd been stuck for a while, so I hang clothes up. I take fabric softener sheets, you know, and I put them all in the pockets and the sleeves, and I just hang them outside for a few days, and it
sounds
helps
like,
so much.
Sounds like it's not the first time you've tried to get smell out of or stains out of.
Stains and smells out of your clothes, yeah. Kevin.
Mm-hmm. My well, my reselling clothes, I had a crazy,
is that
crazy
what you're
calling
pick. It? Reselling?
That, see, you've talked about this before. Would you pass up stuff that was, you know, soiled or whatever? And most of it I would. But if it's got just a slight smell to it, I'm not passing up fire.
It's different if you soil it. It's okay.
When was this crazy pick that happened this week?
Or Rod. No. This is, I'm talking about an old one that was way worse than this one as far as smell. And I literally hung that stuff outside for, like, months on end. And my wife's like, is this stuff going to ever leave? And then I put it outside in a little wooden box for a long time, and when I took it out like 6 months later, it smelled great. So just hang the stuff up. It takes a while, but it'll get the job done.
Okay, would that work for my whole entire garage that kind of smells like butt?
Is there something
I try to
in
open
there?
The garage door and it just still always smells like a
the problem
nice,
is
faint butt.
The
Dave
amount of
is the problem
the amount of farts you do in there,
it's a lot of
one
farts. I eat a lot of
yeah it's a lot of farts
lactate.
But we know with Dave every 5 to 6 farts is a shart. And that's I don't feel like you clean up thoroughly afterwards.
I don't clean up at all. I just let it
you just
linger.
Let it.
You know that
this
song?
This is my
you
living
got to
space.
Let
I'm
it
not
linger.
Change.
Carrie, there's your next cover.
Zombies.
You got to let it linger.
I meant
okay,
it
but about my sharts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be the pin. Are we still doing pins for Patreon?
Did you, Carrie, I mean, yesterday was an insane community sale in Florida day. Was it an insane community sale in Vegas?
Dude,
day?
I was at the card show. I don't know.
You didn't go?
No.
Did Dawn go?
We didn't. She didn't go either.
Dawn needs to just start going to garage sales with a camera on.
I don't.
That's
yeah,
I
she
think.
Does. I agree. Yeah. We're going next week, but this
tell
this
you'll
was
edit the
one.
Footage.
This I told
seriously.
Her. That. I told her I would, and she'd be like, "Well, Carrie, you won't get around to it for 3 months."
Yeah,
I'm
why
like,
does
well,
she not
want
to? Okay, so she would go. She would go to sales with a camera on. She's not afraid of that.
She's not afraid of that. No, she just. I don't.
Then
I don't
put
know.
A camera on her, dude.
We've done that. I've edited some. There's some footage.
If you like
back
it, then
away.
You should have put a camera on it. That's
true.
Actually
it's
a
true.
Song.
It is an actual word for word thong. Song, thong?
Thong.
Song?
Make
it's
sure a word for word thong. You're correct.
Takes it off before she goes
take
to bed.
Take the thong off before bed, Kevin said.
Not
yes,
the
this
thong.
Show has
the
derailed.
Camera.
Oh, leave the thong on. I don't know what Kevin wants. It's very confusing.
Kevin's are edible, so they're just eaten off, yes.
Oh. Yeah, they get eaten off by the farts. Hey,
dude, this is just going fart. Down here.
Like, there's nothing. This is just human stuff, man. I'm in Vegas, okay? I'm a little bit raunchy now.
Downhill slide. Dave mentioned reselling Macari and all
I'm
that.
Trying.
So.
I'm trying.
Bonanza, guys. How about that place?
I had some great, great flipper videos as far as views.
That's content. That's not
oh,
reselling,
really?
Dave.
Are
you
yeah.
been confused.
You beat me, then.
Well, no, right. I mean, just I figured out that
you know why?
If you let your recycling company take your packages,
oh,
it's
yeah.
really good for your channel.
I told you that would be good. Oh, I'm like, oh,
you never want somebody to crush your package.
I'm thinking of changing the name of that channel, by the way.
Again.
ADHD Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, the
flips
one.
To what?
I'm thinking about changing it.
To what?
Something I want people to be able to type in. Well, I'm going to explain it. I want people to type in ADHD Dave and find my picking channel first. And right now it's like such a confusing mess because when they type it in, it shows both. Like if I type in Commonwealth
type
picker,
it in.
Okay, type it in. Mm-hmm. Well, I never know. Does anyone ever type? No one ever types Commonwealth. They always type Commonwealth.
No, they're usually
picker.
If they're looking for Kevin's YouTube, they're usually screaming it into their Android and then getting mad at their nurse. That's typically what happens.
I think it's just so easy to just write ADH Dave.
Put me on the bottom, please.
Oh, that's what she
said. He's a bottom. Put him on the bottom, please.
But no, I don't know. I was thinking, like, just change the order so it's, like, flipping with ADH Dave or something. Just something that, like, makes it show. Because those they're going to find me.
Idea.
You think it's a bad idea?
Yeah.
But if you type in ADH Dave picks, my normal ADH Dave channel comes up, my flipper videos. So they can't even find my garage sale videos.
Type in Commonwealth Picker and see if any flipper videos come up, and then do it in inverse. Do it in reverse.
We should type into YouTube worst reseller and see which video
comes up. I'm doing it. I'm on it.
Do it. Do it. Let's find out. Who's the worst
Kevin,
one?
Kevin, yes, it came up. It was like, but the channel didn't come up, and the flipper video was like fourth.
Okay. And, that's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, that's good, but for me, and same with Flipper. With Flipper, no picker stuff comes up. With ADHD,
oh my
gosh.
Dave comes up. Dave,
look at mine.
What did you type in?
My number one is Vegas' worst resellers, and it's me and Dawn.
So the top two when you type in worst reseller is Dave, then Carrie. Just saying.
Yeah, but that's because I just 4 days ago had a title that had the word worst in it.
Yeah,
okay. And it's hashtagged reseller. So,
but it's
we
so
need to be
comfy.
on an account that's not related to anybody. I think that would.
Wait a minute. Is that Jay Wright? Who is this? Fucking Steve. Wait a minute. Oh, that's not Jay.
Oh
Wright
no, that's there. That's Matt, dude. They did a video on Ozzy Picker.
That's who it is.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I gotta get. It's a little small on the screen here, so.
If you type in ADH Dave picks, though, literally the first thing that comes up is a flipper video. At least last time I tried it. Let me try it now. Actually, hey, look, it's Thrift Mine.
Thrift Mine. There we go.
Yeah, there you
They're
go.
Putting cameras on baby strollers. They're
I don't know.
Otherworldly.
I guess it's similar, Kevin. I guess it doesn't matter.
Another Dave video. Worst. Does this make me eBay's worst?
Kevin's
reseller?
Also
just my
putting cameras on baby
idea.
Strollers. It's easier for
idea.
Him to steal dogs with the baby stroller.
So reselling. So yesterday was crazy community sales. Kevin, is it like fully in force in Virginia yet? Are you
no.
seeing tons of
no.
still
so,
no?
There was no. It's cold.
It's the
end
of April.
Freezing. It was cold. No, it hit. Gosh. Look, this is my earmark. There's always some sales before this, but the Chatham citywide yard sale, which is not very good. That is like when like after that week, I feel like is when it starts. So I'm thinking next weekend is when it starts. So I had a choice. I had to go to Bedford. There's a community sale which there never is in my little town. And I'm like, sweet. And then I'm like, wait a minute. So Reagan's got gymnastics in Pennsylvania. So Heather's gone. And Blue Ridge Mom. Sorry, I don't say your name. And then Turner had a tournament in North Carolina.
A tournament.
Tournament. There you go. He had to be there at, what time did he have to be there? 11, no, he had to be there at 10. And I'm like, okay, that's 2 hours away. I'm like, this is not going to work. I got to go to yard sales. So I got Jess, who has a little boy who's on that team too, to take Turner. Or no, anyway, whatever. I got somebody to take Turner. And I had to go south to hit the Chatham sale because if I went to Bedford, it'd be 2.5 hour drive and I'd leave at 10. So I had to go to that one instead. And it was pretty good. I picked with my buddy Ben Jones.
You made it
we
to the game though, right? Cause I saw you had video.
I did. I got there at 11:08 and they were ahead of schedule. So they started 15 minutes early and I missed Turner's first inning of pitching, but I got the second and third inning of pitching. So I feel okay.
How many pitches does Turner have? Does he have a slurve yet?
No, he's 10, dude. He's 10. He works on a little curveball, but it's just all fastballs, which aren't that fast. I mean, he's probably the fourth or fifth pitcher on the team.
Probably
but
faster than my fastballs.
He throws strikes.
I throw a pretty nice 37-mile-per-hour one.
Well, listen, I also have baseball stuff. My wife's cousin.
Yeah.
It's a very famous catcher. I mean, dude, is there a more famous catcher right now? Than
he
him?
Needs to get you, probably. He's he need, one of the you most need to get some bobbleheads, yeah.
Some bobbleheads.
He has a bobblehead. You saw
I know.
They've been selling, dude.
Apparently, so if you guys don't know, her cousin is, what's his name again? I forgot.
Patrick Bailey
Patrick
of the
Bailey,
San Francisco Giants.
San Francisco Giants, and yesterday was his bobblehead day, and he got 3 RBIs, whatever that means, and a home run. Like, into the, what's an RBI?
That's when run you bat a hitter, you hit, and somebody scores RBI.
So
run,
you, someone else scores or you score?
Somebody else scores.
Well, it could be you score if
it could
you hit
be
a home
you,
run.
Yeah.
You drove yourself.
Well, anyways,
in.
On his bobblehead night, and they had the free bobblehead, and it's selling for like $50 to $60. And,
that's what I love. So I am going next month. I'm going next month to California for another card show, And every time I'm in a city, I like to go to a baseball game if I can. And I scheduled it for Shohei Ohtani's bobblehead night, which is nice.
He's famous.
It's going to be him like at a slot machine.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gonna be really awesome.
List it now, dude. What if you just draft it up and just list it? You know?
Oh, dude, there's people, some people do
pre-sell
do
it. Yeah, pre-sell.
I've said this before. I've said this before on the podcast. But what happens is there's you need to sell head, it right then. You need.
Very oh, cool. Wow, yeah. All right, Patrick. Get yeah, some. Yeah, yeah.
You need to sell cool. those bobbleheads immediately after you get.
I literally. The price I've talked will about go this down before. On them. Take a picture of the bobblehead with the stadium and like with the field in view. Because I do that all the time.
I do it all the time. Pick it up.
They know you're at the game and it will sell almost every time if you're priced right.
And then bring up a pocket of, at a major league game, one of these, you bring maybe bring a pocket of $10 bills and be like, I'll buy it off you. I've done that before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And then
good. But listen, there's a company who imports these things and then gives them to these teams, especially the minor league teams. And what they do is they keep a bunch back for themselves and they list them on eBay and they sell them off before a lot of times before anybody else can. And they make a ton of money on those because they're paying next to nothing for them.
Wow.
Shady business.
That's some shady dealings. That's some Commonwealth level business.
Yeah, that is. That's some stuff. I don't trust that guy, that Commonwealth guy, by the way.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the part of the show, like in a couple months, when everyone has like garage sales to talk about. But it's
I went to garage sales.
Oh, you
I
went. So what happened?
So I just told the whole story, Dave. You didn't
told
me.
Dude,
no,
I picked. Hold on, hold on. Time
I
out,
went
time
picking.
Out.
I just
told
picked
me
for cards.
Story,
is that not good enough for you guys?
You told me the story about the baseball game, but not about the picking.
No,
what did you
that's
buy?
That's not true. Viewers tell
buy?
Me doesn't listen.
What'd you buy,
Kev? I went. I said I had to go south and hit those sales, so I was
you're giving
halfway
us directions.
To where I needed
those
to be.
Are directions. What did you buy
with the money?
The Chatham Citywide Yard Sale.
Yes, what did you buy at that sale?
What did you buy?
I bought stuff. I bought all kinds of stuff.
Specifics. You're such a politician. You're the future mayor of Bedford, for gosh sake.
That's because he didn't actually go yard selling. He doesn't know what his employees bought
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I like this. I like this finagling going on. Go ahead.
I went with Joey Pinjo Thrift. You might
you
know.
You said that.
Also,
yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I heard all of that. You've reset everything.
None of that information was requested. Go ahead.
If I went with Joey Pinjo Thrift to yard sales and you heard that, then what made you think I didn't go to yard sales?
What did you buy?
What did you buy?
Oh, you're just skipping past the logical point. I bought purses at the very first sale.
Okay.
I mean, Michael Kors, Coach.
Never heard of
it.
Look at him just naming names, just making stuff up off the top
no,
of his
Gucci.
Head. Was the other one?
Gucci.
No,
Gucci's
no,
one.
You got it. I'm going to go to the
Louis Vuitton.
Betsy Johnson.
Although, I did have an employee buy something, but this is a story. What the heck was the other one? Oh, Kate Spade. I got two beautiful, brand new Kate Spades.
What'd you pay per purse? 20?
Actually, a little bit more on average because they were just perfect. They were off. So probably, I think I got four plus a wallet for 85, something like that, right around there. Okay. Four plus a wallet. I don't know what is that. 20. Actually, it's less than 20 if you count the wallet. But you know, it was pretty good because they were pretty quality ones. I was happy, and I for
without
whatever
the
reason,
wallet,
I
how
can't
much?
Think of a ton of stuff. I did find an old. Without the wallet, how much? Shut up.
I'm just messing.
Oh, just you know what I math. Found in the wallet? So we're down like two sales later.
Some Zen?
And I'm going through the purse, checking whatever in the back because Joey's driving. And I find this guy's ID in there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we had to go back.
You're going to do some light identity theft now?
No. Yeah, he's always looking for new ways.
Side
to
hustle,
money.
Dude. Side hustle.
I'm trying to think. I can't even think of this stuff. I mean,
so you got a couple
purses. I did really good. I feel.
You
I
said you went to
20
sales. Is that right?
Yeah.
20 sales.
Yeah,
and they were all in one. Were they very close proximity?
Well, it's a citywide, but it ain't no city. Yeah. It's like you know, there ain't very many people there. Let's put that. Yeah,
like
they were within.
Day.
They were within 3 miles.
What you
so.
Really care about? How many videos did you get, Kev?
Yeah, probably 1.5. It was good content. I mean, good people, funny. I mean, I'm trying to think what I bought some boots. I bought.
Oh, really?
Funny.
What kind of boots?
With the fur?
All right, I could see Justin boots. So, but my buddy, the first five sales, he wasn't buying anything. What are y'all doing to me here?
No, just saying. Apple bottom jeans.
Oh my gosh. My buddy who invited me down to this thing every year, because he lives down there, he didn't buy anything in the first Pinjo five
Thrifts?
Sales.
Is it Joey Pinjo Thrifts?
And so he doesn't buy much. I'm trying to tell a story.
So tell it.
God, get on with it. This is horrible.
I'm trying to think what your reaction to this would be. So you I'm kind of postulating something here. So he doesn't buy anything for like three or four or five sales. He's buying nothing. And I'm buying all this good stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I feel bad. And so we get to this next sale, and he's looking at these action figures. I'm like, sweet, he's going to get something. And it's his kid's old teacher, and this little boy is selling action figures. He's like, how much for these action figures? Oh, these are all a dollar. These are three over here. And so he starts pulling these action figures, and he gives the kid a dollar because it was a dollar side. He pulled three action figures, gave him a dollar, and the kid takes the money, and then he whispers to my mom, I wanted $4 for those. You could all hear it. And he's like, and then he wasn't going to sell it to him for the dollar. He wanted it back. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, he's going to pay $4 a piece for these action figures that are probably worth $5. He was just trying to be nice.
Yeah, resellers are the worst, man. Did he actually do it?
Yes! He did it.
He paid whatever. I did math. $16 for four action figures?
I'm like, dude. And he's like, I can't believe I did that. He's like, what would you have done? Well, that's what
I would have said. Oh, okay, never mind. I would have said, okay, never mind. That's not easy.
Oh, I would have.
Listen, kid.
No, I would have said, no, you committed to a dollar, you moron.
A dollar for all four.
That's the thing. So I'm thinking, Carrie, he took the money. He took the $4 and took it and then whatever.
It's too late to back out. You couldn't back out
at
that point.
He was the back out. Yeah,
I don't care if he's a kid. He's got to learn
action figure kid.
No, I would have just said, oh, okay, never mind, thanks.
And I'm pretty sure Dave would have made the kid cry. Dave would have made the kid cry.
I would have went and bought some lemonade from him or something.
I felt so bad for him. I bought him at the next sale. There were some Carhartt suspenders for $1. And I'm like, dude, let me at least pay for these things for you to recoup your kid money over there. I was like, I would have cut it out of the video if you felt like you were going to feel bad about it. You know,
Kevin does not miss a chance to exploit children in his thumbnail.
Yeah, he's monetizing. He's monetizing this kid who is confused. This his friend who was upset about something.
I didn't
something.
Say I was putting it in the just, video. I might.
Gosh, there's just have some mind. Scruples, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, so with you, dude. So that's cool, Kevin. So it sounds like you actually did have a successful day, even though you said you didn't yard sale at all earlier.
Well, listen, I had you talk about you teased me about an employee. Shut up. You teased me about an employee. So Jess was. She lives really near that one sale in Bedford, and she didn't have to go.
Jess B. Crafton?
No. Jess, did you not meet Jess when you were here after 6 p.m.?
Is it Bubba's girlfriend? Are you renaming her Jess now?
No, you don't watch my show. You know, anyways, she's on the whatnot. She helps me with the whatever.
I thought that was Bubba's girlfriend. Is there
I thought it was Bubba's girlfriend.
Is he dating two girls?
Does Bubba have a new girlfriend?
No, he's not.
Breaking news?
No.
So is Bubba's girlfriend's name Jess?
No.
Then who is Jess?
Yes. Is this one of your swinger friends? Is this like part of
the show? I don't watch your show.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll break some news on this show then. So Jess Jess comes by whenever I have a giant buy, and she helps me because I'm not like Dave, who apparently goes to Pea Cross, Florida and lists everything.
Pea
Cross, everything Florida. Already.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I tell you. Did you watch my video or something?
I watched the Flim Flippers podcast, Dave. I told you that.
$6,000 worth of listings, Kevin, from that
You're
event.
You're
going to
ruin your reputation as a bad picker. Yeah.
600 into $6,000, just saying. You know, ain't no
you said 900 on the podcast.
Well, I'm not counting the jewelry because the recycling company threw it out.
You know. Can we talk about the
I'm
amount of money?
That from the equation.
Can we talk about how much money you've made on that bear buy? Because I think you're in the profit now.
Barely.
Well, how many bears do you have left? And I told you, Dave, you should do
bucks,
it.
Bro. $260
I was like,
bucks,
exactly.
I
the
for.
One that you couldn't display correctly.
The polar bear that I didn't comb properly sold for $260, but it had free shipping, and shipping cost $30. So it was really like $2,000.
Dave, you are so out of character lately. You're like bragging about being a good pick.
You're as bad as Don is about bragging about.
I legitimately think I'm getting better. That's the thing.
I'm
improving. Dave, you never were bad. You never were a bad
picker. I know,
picker.
But I think
you've always been a good picker.
I've always been good at picking, but I think I'm aiming my little reticle? Is that what they call it on a weapon? The targeting reticle? Is that what it's called? I'm targeting better product. I'm targeting better product.
The receptacle?
So I think I'm always good at finding the things I'm trying to sell, but I think I'm trying to sell better stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. That's Dave Carey, you got to listen to this podcast because he was bragging about himself. And he
I figured
like,
no
oh,
one would ever watch it, Kevin. Thanks for bringing it to light.
He's like, I go to this sale. He's like, oh, these pickers just sit in the car. And Mike like,
said it.
Sale.
Mike bragged on Dave me. I didn't brag
there,
on me.
And he goes in there. He's like, oh, I'm going to find something to sale. I usually find something worth $100.
Is Mike a co-host of that?
On the table.
Mike kind of is. He's on it.
It's like he was on a different episode, too.
No, because that guy has two podcasts.
Kevin, you're telling the story. You're doing a Dave and kind of twisting the story around, sir.
Oh, at least he admits it.
Mike said Mike said that I have an annoying knack for getting out the car in a crappy-looking sale and coming back with a $100 item. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Because I did that like three times with Mike. It doesn't always happen. But it did happen several times at Pia Cross Florida. I love that we're calling it that now.
Well,
it makes me so happy.
Well, listen, I ended up, I timed it right. So I'm like, I set my alarm. I'm like, I know how far I am from Turner's Game. And so I left for Turner's Game. And then happened to drive through the country. And I saw two signs in the country. And I'm like, I can't
Are
not
you strong
stop.
Enough? See, I'm I, strong no, enough. I just keep going.
Nope. I stopped at both sales, which is why I was 8 minutes
Turner's
late.
Turner's crying on the mound at the game.
Exactly.
Daddy doesn't love me.
But, Daddy quit his
but
job.
Turner, I got this
me.
Old Pete on t-shirt.
I have an excuse. I
had to get my fix.
I have an excuse. I drive, and I see three giant Halloween pumpkin blow molds as I'm driving past this thing. I'm like, I can't. $2 a piece.
Well, and Turner can always, like, fall back on the fact that you'll play three extra games of fake catch with him. So it'll be fine.
Dude, I play catch with that kid every day, y'all. Well, no, not every day. Most days. Batting
sometimes,
practice.
Yeah, sometimes you hire that out.
We did. Well, listen. All right, so let me break the story here. I'll break the story. Right, so since you don't know that Jess comes by and helps us with this. Well, Jess
or
has
who
a
she is.
By the way, she
might not
she
even be a real person for all I know.
She watches this show religiously.
Hi, Jess.
This show religiously.
Is she the one that talks in the background of your whatnots? I thought that was Bubba's girlfriend.
Both of them, Dave. Both of them. Bubba's girlfriend talks more than Jess. Okay. Jess and Bubba's girlfriend run all of my whatnot except for the show. That's it. They run it all. They do everything.
Hi,
except
Jess.
For buy the stuff.
Hi, Jess.
Anyway, I know you exist.
Must be
I'm
nice.
Just kidding.
Must be nice to have people do all the stuff for you.
Well, no,
nice.
Listen.
I just have Dawn only doing everything for me. I wish I had several people doing everything for me.
I'm going to hire Jess full-time.
Oh, look at you. $5 an hour.
Yeah.
Boom.
Somebody's getting $5 and a lunch at Costco every day.
I kind of owe Dave for this because I remember Dave's video way back when Harry Tornado gave me that bump before he deserted us for a stupid golf channel.
Yeah.
So,
I asked how his channel was doing. He didn't even respond. I was trying to be friendly.
Fine. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, but I remember that video and your follow-up video, and you talked about the biggest growth you thought you could see was on the reselling side, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
The biggest growth. And I think that's probably true.
That's true,
right?
Yeah.
And back then, I didn't sell on them. I did like one show, I did one show, and then a year later, I did another, and then I did a few. And I think, because this has kind of been a test with them controlling different things and doing stuff, and I've been running the numbers, and... I'm making more money even though I'm paying them. I'm making more money.
They call
that
scaling a business, Kevin.
Yeah, I know, but it's not something I ever wanted to do. And I still want to keep eBay for myself. But I'm like, I can do eBay. I can run this live stuff over here, pay them to do it, and I can increase my income and I can help.
You're just the host. You're like the Chevy Chase, you know, unlikable and people watch you because Jay Leno's not on.
I actually
get canceled.
I think Chevy Chase is likable. Is he unlikable?
No, Chevy Chase's show. I'm talking about his talk show that lasted like 6 weeks.
I never saw that.
There's a lot of people say bad things about
him.
No, people hate Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, I have trouble letting go.
I don't want to talk about it.
I have trouble letting go of control when it comes to that sort of stuff. Like, what do I really want to put on whatnot?
Okay,
like,
this is why it's hard. No, but listen, that's why it's perfect. I do that. So when I buy the stuff, and this is why it's going to be, I'm going to try to buy more, is I buy the stuff, and then I separate it immediately right then. Mm. And it's like, okay, this is my eBay pile. this is live auction, and she loaded a Dibbit. Did you see I did Dibbit live from Turner's Game?
No, I didn't.
I was live from Turner's Game.
I didn't get a notification, shocking.
I got to download this. I got to download the district app, I think.
You should get that app.
Listen, let me tell you something.
I didn't notice.
I got a little Mercari thing that I want to talk about with that too. But there were. Yeah, did you guys know we sold almost $1,000 in static sales this week over on Dibbit?
Yes, because someone sold something $700.
$700. Yeah, but we sold like 80, 85 or 90 today. There was like 5 sales in the last 3 days, and it's going up, of course, the auction. So there. Nice. Somebody just bought a Pokemon game for $70 over there just right before we came on.
Going to be the very best. I should thank them. Buy my stuff on I tried to get somebody at the card show excited about selling on Dibdit because they're breakers.
Yeah.
And they were very much not interested. But I tried. they were like very into, like, they liked me, but they were not into, they like Carrie's immediately caught on that I was shilling. I can't do it cool.
Yeah, you can't do it cool. Well, no, do this. Gary's selling on the 26th, sport cards. Yeah. 8 I'm o'clock, sporting Eastern cards. Standard Time. I'm going to sell wrestling cards that day.
Nice. Okay, I got a I'll put ton in of some.
Them. I got Hogan
I could sell
rookies.
Some Garbage Pail Kids that day.
There. Well, there's a spot right here. 88 days.
I'm going to do a box break. I think I'm going to
What
like
day
some,
is it?
Oh,
some,
this is what I
some Playboy cards or something.
Friday the 26th.
Of which month? This
so
one?
That is it. That's the day. Oh, the plush sale day is Cinco de Mayo. 5 free. We're selling plush all day long over there.
Nice.
So if you're a plush seller, come on over. But listen. Jess went to that sale. I didn't get to tell my story, right?
Why is Kevin running the show today? What's happening?
Yeah, now, what is Kevin? Ooh, spicy now, Kev.
Oh, well, I'll shut up in a minute. Let me tell this story. So she's gotten better because, you know, she's doing a little stuff here and there. And so she goes to a yard sale and she buys this stuff. And then she comes down to the game. We're talking at the game. And I'm like, well, let me go to the car. I'll buy it off you. She's got Michael Kors bags. She's got Coach bags. She's got first edition Yu-Gi-Oh cards in a notebook that sells for $100 and hundreds of first edition Yu-Gi-Oh cards, including some that are really good, $4 for all of it.
And did you scam her and give her that? Oh,
completely.
Wow. Jess,
how do you think
that?
I'm going to afford to pay her?
No,
I didn't. I tried to. She wouldn't take it. She wanted to give it to me. I'm like, I'm not doing it. She's like, no. Just pay me what I pay for it. I'm like, what?
Oh, Jess. Oh,
she's
dear,
a friend.
Dear,
she's
Jess.
A friend of ours.
Nah, too much of a friend, Jess. What you should do Jess. Is upcharge.
The thing with Kevin
10X.
Is Kevin will take what you give him, and then he'll take more, and he'll keep taking.
He'll take. And he'll
just put your. Put his hands around your neck like you're some sort of, and then you'll just,
Well, say this. I had community sales out the wazoo this weekend. I was, like, I went to one, and then as I'm leaving it, there's another one. As I'm leaving that, there's another one. Just every corner.
And how did you do, Dave? Because he started this because he wanted to brag about this week instead of
No, I didn't do that good.
Florida.
I did okay. I mean, I got one of these weird Hermes bracelets like that.
No,
never heard of that, but that was $2 well spent, let's just say. I think I underpriced it because I sold it overnight for $130. So
I did
went a little higher, I guess.
I underpriced an item. I should have, you know, Worth Point's just too expensive for me. And Dave does, you know, all these people over in the Discord, they're like, I'm not paying for Worth Point. I want to.
Nothing's happening.
Okay.
All right. The TOS. Anyway. Worth Point in our Discord, Kevin.
Anyway. Well, I didn't say it was. I said people were attempting.
Uh huh. Yeah,
but,
no. Yeah.
You know.
Listen, Kevin, before you say that, I want you to know that if you become a Patreon member, you're almost guaranteed to win $21,000 at a Phillies game. It's happened to our members before. Our members recently have won $21,000 at a Phillies game. He's fun. He's big. He's
Wait
Brian. Congratulations.
Brian did this? I didn't see this.
And I think being a member of our Discord helped him get there. I think
the
if he hadn't.
It took
yes,
a bet
the confidence
to get in one of those raffles
bid.
That they're always
exactly.
shilling.
Exactly. 21 grand in his pocket. Because he's a member of our Patreon.
No, he was wealthy as a Kevin for a while, and now he's not wealthy as a
well,
Kevin.
Well, he dropped off wealthy as a Kevin because he was struggling financially, but now he's won $21,000, so we expect to see him back.
We do expect him back. We expect
at the motivation
some...
level.
Yes.
We need some credit, Brian. Actually, you know what?
Go
at the $1,000 level.
Yeah,
give
Brian,
you
need to, we do have a $1,000 level. Brian, don't forget, the best thing about Patreon is how much it helps us.
Yeah.
Us three.
Yeah, don't forget that,
specifically.
Brian. It's very important that you remember
for
that.
Us.
But no, Brian, he doesn't even get a shout out because he doesn't give us Kevin should, level.
Edit the name.
Yeah, edit the name and we'll just say Biggs Collectibles.
Biggs Collectibles.
One at the game. But okay, we do need a shout out our wealthy as a Kevin because Kevin won't shut up. I have to interrupt him. Contractually obligated. Who ate my chips? New member Steve. Thank you, who ate my chips.
Welcome, Steve.
Callie ate them. They were the purple Dorito bag. That's my favorite, the sweet chili.
And Turner likes that.
Yeah. Buffing the stuff. Craig McLaughlin. I think Buffing the stuff.
What is
the
stuff?
Too.
That's what I've always wondered.
Hold on. Let me just make sure. I mean, I feel like we got some new
members. Had a rash of new members.
That. Yeah.
Kevin has
Craig
a rash.
Craig McLaughlin, Biggs Collectibles, Alexandria Pickers, Jake Ryder, CJ Benz.
Jake Ryder.
Flipper Skipper, Lady Arbitrage, No Nose Pickers,
too.
Brian Sempor Beal, Harold Tornado, at least he's still giving us that Skrilla.
Well, thank you for the money.
Superhero
still.
Headquarters, Vintage Sports Flip, Paul's Merch.
Paul's Merch.
ABC, Matt, Ray's Heck Resell, and Logan Markey. What a great
Logan Markey.
He's been here forever and he never even says
I don't know.
Word.
I don't
he's
know
just
Logan.
They're supporting us silently.
I don't know Logan from
thank
a tree
you,
in the hill.
We appreciate
but
it.
I respect him.
And we hope you're still alive. I mean,
we
just
hope you're
saying.
Okay.
Like,
we hope it's not just auto billing you and you've just been dead on your couch for 16 months. I'm hoping. I'm just hoping.
This is what I was thinking. He's saying what I was thinking. Like, Logan, we're. Comment, buddy. We want to know you're okay. We're worried about you.
Logan,
we're doing a safety check. What were you blathering on? You underpriced
I
something?
Don't remember.
You underpriced something.
Yeah. How'd you catch that? I barely caught
it
myself.
Genius.
So I bought these creamery bottles. You know, you've seen dairy bottles, you know, and some of them have value and some of them, you know, 10, 12
dairy
bucks. Air. But I saw, around this area, Virginia Tech's not far away, I saw some VPI creamery bottles, which is Virginia Tech creamery bottles. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're falling asleep.
VPI, wouldn't it
this,
be?
You could learn something here.
Venereal.
Virginia Tech is VT, though. What's V? What's the P?
Virginia Polytechnic Inter University.
Oh.
Virginia Tech.
There's VPI.
So these are old. They used to have a creamery. It's an agricultural school. So they had a creamery. I've never, ever seen these bottles anywhere. Not even for high money in antique booths. I'm like, this is crazy. Look them up on eBay. Not there. Just not there at all. So I looked at some Virginia Creamery bottles, and I just jacked the price up to $70 each.
They sold
for in like 20 minutes. Like what the heck?
So how much each?
$70 each.
Okay,
gosh, man. Do you ever feel like you're ruining like the creamery game for everybody else?
I think
else?
I could have priced them up higher. They sold in no time at all.
You think somebody else is gonna flip them? Like it's going to be an infinite flip loop.
I don't know.
Hopefully, I Kevin, you wanted me to brag. I did really well. I mean, I don't know. I did really well this weekend. I got the Margaritaville for $5. I got the Kate or the what's it called? The Coach bag that sells for $200. I got Tony Lama ostrich skin boots that sell for $150. Which, by the way, shouldn't they be
it's
llama
cheating
skin?
Down there? By
shouldn't
the way.
They be llama skin, not ostrich skin? Because his name's Tony Lama. I don't know.
No,
you know, but
ostrich ones—they're easy to pick out. They got the little points in them.
Yeah, you can see. Yeah, you can see where the feathers. It's kind of gross. Mm-hmm. You can see where the feathers were. It's weird.
Plucked them.
Yep. And I got a bunch of pen reels, a whole box of them.
Ooh,
like
nice
pen reels, the big ones, like saltwater shark fishing. He said they're for. And, I don't know.
It's amazing,
good, man. I probably picked like.
That's why you don't want to come up here.
I spent like $300, and I probably picked like $1,800 worth of stuff.
That's
so
good.
It was
because
these community. It's community sale season. It's not always like that, but during this community sale time, it's money.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money out here.
Yeah, I tell you why I did that wrestling buy that I mentioned last week, and it's turned every time I dig into it and look more, it's turned out to be better and better. But man, I'm still jealous of. But that's like a lucky hit. Like I got to go the road less traveled to find the one that nobody's going to, and there's only a few anyways. And I've done that lately, so I've been pretty happy that I picked the right ones. At least I feel like I have.
Oh, and I sent you that picture of that Jim Shore, that big,
nice big
Jim Shore. $200 Jim Shore. It's like a 2-foot angel. It's got like cats in its belly, and it's solar powered. Lady's like,
that's what
I know.
That's what I call
do
Kevin.
15, and I'm like, yeah, do 15. That'd be okay. so that was kind of cool. Yeah, it was fun. And Grandma came with me, so Mama Picker came with me. She hasn't been in my videos in a bit, so people will be excited to hear that. So
I got a Michael Kors bag for $1.
Ooh,
I like a nice one. Nice Michael Kors bag.
I got a Michael Kors belt. I went to the sales. Lady had super crazy premium stuff, but she was like still pretty high. But she had Gucci sneakers. and I'm like, I'm a Gucci guy now. I don't know if I told you, I bought like little pieces for a Gucci watch.
You were a Boba boy, but now you're a Gucci man.
No, but you just told the Slim Flippers.
Just different faceplates for the Gucci watch, and I sold it for $140 in a day. Just little colored faceplates, right? So I was like, I was on the lookout for Gucci.
Maybe
Gucci sneakers for $200 that sell for like $400 or $500, but.
You didn't buy.
I didn't buy them because
authentication. You know,
they were listed.
Whatever,
well, no, and they were listed, and I didn't see any solds. Like they were listed high. I didn't know.
So I have a Rolex that I got, and it's broken. The clasp on the end of it is broken, but it's an old Rolex watch, and I don't know how to. I've read all the stuff, and I don't know how
send
to
it
authenticate
to
that stuff.
Grad Relics is actually a professional Rolex authenticator. Comment down below, Grad Relics.
Seriously,
tell me if I'm making this up completely.
Okay. I may be.
Him and Pat D's both can authenticate your Rolex.
Is
he still traveling, by the way?
He's a traveling picker. Yeah, he's a traveling picker. But no, it was good. I mean, Carrie, you got to try yard sales, man. There's really good
profits. Dude, I have more than one channel going on here. I was doing footage for my car channel. I got like four. I probably got like 3 or 4 videos out of it yesterday, maybe 10 TikToks. So, I mean, I spent like $500-$600 and I'll double that just on content, what I'll make on my content. And then the cards will probably be like 1,200, hopefully, maybe 1,500.
Are you catastrophizing the banning of TikTok? Is that
not at
that
all?
Happening
not worried
at all?
About it at all, man. Okay. Dude, let me tell you something I'm good at, dude. It's called adaptation. If something happened, I'm being serious. I don't think anything's going to happen to TikTok at all. I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I think if you want to get into it, I think if it came to it, TikTok would divest if they had to. I don't think they'd go away from
the US. Already said they won't.
They won't, but I don't think they're going to – I don't think it's going to come to that. They're either going to – something's going to happen. Because even if it passes the Senate, it's still going to be like a year-long process. I just don't see it happening. But we'll
I know
see.
Daylight savings time was supposed to go away, and I still had to observe it this year. So
the
sun
– yeah, they can't –
seems
they
confusing.
Can't, yeah. So, I mean, as long as TikTok right now, though, TikTok does pay me like more than YouTube and everything. But, you know, I just adapt. I'd have to start going harder on Pinterest again, I guess.
Dude, you're gonna make it on Pinterest. All the money's in Snap. Those people who like actually stuck with Snap, they're making money.
Nah, but they're making like $1,000 a month. That's not that crazy, dude. I mean, it's not nothing, but it's not like
it's not worth
doing Snap and having nothing happen for 12 months. Just on the off chance it happens.
Hey, Carrie, I recorded a possible. I might make my own. I went to a thrift store. I actually found stuff at the Goodwill. I have to
all my. Did you do a video? That would be trippy.
I didn't have a camera in my way. I don't remember what we're doing that day. She's like, "You want to go to Goodwill?" I'm like, "No." But she's like, "We're going." I'm like, "Okay." And I found good stuff. I found a San Marcos blanket in there.
Dude,
found a sweet red tiger San Marcos blanket.
I remember
in there for
I picked up
bucks.
A San Marcos blanket because he talked about them, and then it took forever to sell and sold for $18.
Did you say
it
took forever to
Dude,
soil?
All I San Marcos blankets are not made alike. You can let Matt, the part I'm picking
on, there's nuance. It's just like Beanie Babies. Not all of them are worth $16 million like the Princess Diana one or the ones that have
but
the
most
real beads.
Are.
But if they have if they have the beads in them, they're good. From what I've
heard. I think minimum I could.
Or if they say tie, if they say TY,
like
they're good.
80, 90. Yeah,
80, 90 bucks.
It just depends on what San Marcos blanket you get. But I never ever I've never picked one out here. We saw one Carrie when we were with Art in Vegas at that sale. It was a Bears one or something. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but I've never found one out here ever. There's a lot of stuff.
I think
can't
we bought
find
one
here.
At the bins. I think Don found one in the bins. One of these bins might have been. Like might it might have been San Bernardino or something.
I bought a peed on bed. I bought a peed on bed at an estate sale this weekend. There's like a stain on it. To sleep upon. I'm sleeping on it now. I slept on it last night. I slept great. The pee stain didn't even bother me, really. I mean, it was there.
It was just right where my face was. I just stared at it all night.
I didn't even put sheets on it, you know? I didn't. I put sheets on it, okay? I put multiple sheets on it. Tina, like, bleached it and stuff, and most of it came out. I mean, it was an estate sale, so someone probably died on it. It was probably not even pee. It was probably whatever comes out when you die. It was a little bit of that. It was the dead person's bed. But it was a sleep number,
like a
and
placenta,
it came with
right?
two sleep number remotes. What do you think I paid for a king-size sleep number bed with two remotes? What do you think I paid for that?
The remotes sell well. By
the remotes sell for $75 a piece. Mm-hmm. So what do you think I paid?
At an estate sale? Or
yes,
what
estate,
was
not yard, estate sale.
You probably, like, they're probably asking a lot. 800? I mean, it should be worth thousands, but probably like 800.
400.
I don't know.
$150.
No way.
What? $150 I was like, I gotta. I mean, for that price, yeah.
That's like why we bought the Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's just like, why not? It's like, I can sell the remotes. Leave it. If I don't like it, I'll just get my money back by selling the remotes. Problem solved. Like,
so that's... I bought a TV. Matter of fact, see, I went to a Friday sale up to Lake. So I've been finding these is the only one out there. And I really kind of screwed that up, but that's a different story. So, I mean, I made money off it, but I could have made a lot of money if I was there 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
I bought a TV. Jess said she's moving into an apartment, and she's got a little boy and whatever. She's like, he needs a TV to play his video games. I'm like, okay, I'll find you one. And so I did, $35, and it had an Apple TV with the remote next to it, and some of those go for good money. And so I'm like, I'll buy it. I'll give her the TV. I'll sell the Apple remote and TV. And that sold like that for $50 plus shipping, so I got a free TV.
Yeah, I mean, like our bed was getting really long in the tooth. It was hurting both our backs. So, and, you know, it's a very good bed. It's like you said, it's a $3,000, $4,000 bed. Yeah. I got it for $150.
And everything's working on it.
Works great. Yeah, I slept great. Nice. I woke up with
there
no
was a dead
pain.
Person, like, probably 3 to 4 weeks ago.
It probably is haunted. It's yeah, probably it may... haunted.
Dude, talk about a Hallmark movie opportunity right there. The haunted
yeah, the
bed.
Haunted bed. Can I tell you something really satisfying happened at one of these estate sales, or not estate sales, community sales. That this weekend, right? So I go to a community sale, same one I got the Hermes, you know, bracelet, right? Mm-hmm. And I get there and I see ahead of me, like he definitely got there really early, and he's at every sale before me, one of the flea market vendors, Carrie, that is always overpriced. Overpriced. You've met him. He sells mostly toys and stuff. He's really high. He's a nice guy, but he's very expensive. He sells mostly toys and vintage items. He sells everything. Oh, Kevin's watching something.
He's Carrie.
But anyways. Either way, I was picking behind him, and right after he left the sale, I got the Tony Lama's boots. I got a $100 pair of Harleys. I got all the fishing reels that I'll make like $400 on. I got the Hermes wrist thing. It was very satisfying to pick behind the flea market guy that tries to overcharge me and just pull thousands out right after him. And I was like, yeah, this is fun.
I like it. That's
and it's
really
just,
cool.
But I
Let
think
me
it's
because
he's hyper focused on toys, which well, brings.
I've
you
never
know,
seen you buy much jewelry, Dave. So what made you get into the? Jen.
Yeah,
okay.
When Jen was.
That's
there. I try.
Get.
My thing now is like every time someone comes and picks with me, I'm trying
takes
to
their
learn
superpowers.
A little. So I've learned MCM from Dawn a little bit, and I'm starting to get really good at that.
You don't know nothing about cards except you did buy a pack of the Iceman cards. So
dude, this guy at the community those. Sale, Carrie had. The full set, it was a ton of cards of all graded nines, eights and nines, I think they were. But they were like reprints of 1950s cards from the 90s. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's Topps
yeah.
Archives.
Mm-hmm. Topps Archives. So they looked like 50s cards. They were all graded, and he had them marked like PSA 10 was $10, and PSA 9 was $10, PSA 10 8 was $6 or something.
Nobody cares.
And I figured that's not worth it. So I didn't buy them, but I don't know. Okay. I was like, I hope this wasn't something I should have
probably
bought.
About what they're worth.
Listen,
probably
if you're going to learn something, Dave, learn. Yeah. Learn. There's a big learning curve in cards, especially if you're not a sports guy. Wouldn't you say, Carrie?
Oh, yeah. You got to really
mean,
like
huge,
sports.
Huge.
But I will say this. You're going to get into sports because you just today alone – you've added 3 cards to your Blake Bortles collection. You don't know it yet, but I picked up this weekend. I picked up 3 cards. I got Tim over the years picking up cards for you. Out there.
I want to have the biggest Bortles
I'm not even
collection
joking.
Ever. That's the only guy.
I'm not even joking. When I see autographs and like real expensive, because you can get it so cheap now because he sucks. Yeah. You know, he probably is doing great as like, I don't know, like selling cars. Or
well,
doing
the portal thing.
Yeah, Blake he's portals. Mostly portals. Doing portals at the moment. But you're going to have a massive Bortles collection.
Let me get hold on before you move on to your craziness here. So I was just going to say, if you're going to spend time learning something, especially down where you're at, Dave, you can learn jewelry a lot faster. I mean, just simple stuff, sterling and gold. And I think it would pay
you.
Dude,
that's what I really need
huge
to learn.
Huge
right? Yeah. So like, how do I know if something's sterling or gold? That's
you
the
lick
question.
It.
Something about
I got
magnets.
A video.
Something's
I got
about net magnets,
well,
right?
Sort
but
of.
I don't know. Everything's only magnetic.
Magnets only eliminate something from being gold or silver.
If it
That's
is
all.
Magnetic or if it is not?
If it's magnetic, it's not worth it. Not okay. worth it. Okay. Now it could be plate or whatever. So once you get
like
past
Miriam
that
Haskell
level,
or something.
I would get you, I should send you a little loop and a little magnet.
Well, I bought a loop after Jen came. I don't know where
I found
two
gold.
That's when you know you've done this. That's when you know you're an old guy at a swap meter yard sale. When you carry a loop around,
no,
you start talking
listen.
About.
grams.
It's in my fanny pack. It's in the front pocket of my fanny pack.
Exactly.
I got a black light in there. You need to come up picker pack. I should do that. I should put the magnet, the
lube, put it on the bed. You don't want to know.
Package. Yeah, the bed. You need that.
You know, Kevin, that's not a bad idea. Go over to Alibaba or AliExpress and buy 1,000 blacklight flashlights, 1,000
merchandise.
Yeah, and then sell them as a bundle, like the picker bundle.
Yeah, no doubt. Matter of fact, Tim over the years gives away a little. I don't have my
a box resizer. That's not been done before.
No, never. So, but he has this little one. You could get this a little one. It's a keychain. It's
Tim
on
does
your key
have
chain.
A little one,
right?
fully functional. Oh, fully
boy.
Functional.
Right.
It's fine. Oh, can I tell you about Chris Flip the World's wiener tattoo for a minute?
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk.
Or
about
Or did you
want to
finish your
tattoo.
Point? Finish your point, Kevin. Then I'll tell you.
I mean, how do you follow that? I mean, but seriously.
We just don't talk enough about it. Go ahead.
Well, all I know is that he has one, and he said that you cannot get one unless you're at attention. You cannot get a tattoo down there unless you're doing what Kevin can no longer do.
Who would get it? Why would... Dude.
This is interesting.
And... So that's congratulations, Chris. I would have...
This is over the line for this podcast.
The pain, I feel like, would make it retreat. That's all I'm saying. But anyway,
no,
what were you
wouldn't
saying?
You learn? Wouldn't you learn a lot about yourself if it didn't, though? Wouldn't you learn a lot about yourself?
What, that you're like a masochist?
You're
and
like,
love
you're
pain?
Like, yeah, you would learn something.
Yeah,
you'd
I
be
guess
like,
you would, yeah.
You'd be like, yeah.
Hey, Wolfman Goodies wrote in on the Patreon and said, what is the most expensive vinyl record you have ever sold? Let's see. Who do you think sold the most expensive record out of the three of us, Kerry?
Might I've be done you. Good. I've done yeah, good.
Probably not me. Probably not me. I can't even remember.
I can't.
So it can't be that.
I can
definitely.
Kerry,
around,
what's your best one?
I'm trying to think. I definitely sold back in the day before I met Don. I think I sold like the Kiss. You know the Kiss albums when they were by themselves though.
Yes.
Like the mm-hmm. I think I sold those for around 95, and I think I've done like 120, 130 on some older rock ones. But that was I don't remember offhand, to be honest.
I can tell you the best record buy I ever had because Dave was with me.
I was there and you sniped it right out from under me.
Yeah. No, Monster. I didn't. I was Monster. Trying to walk slow that
I
day.
Was going to buy it, but I didn't see it, which means you stole it from me.
Exactly. You not only does dibs means Dave gets it, but you also have to know what his dibs are going to be even if he doesn't say them.
Before I say them, you should have known that Dave wants
You know
them.
When you're at a yard sale with me,
dude,
if there's something good, it's mine. I found
records
it.
Records are tough. They're extremely
They just sit here. They just sit here. I've got six boxes full sitting on the ground. For
it's
the last
because
year.
You bought 600
Sell
Herb
them on
Albert
dib
and the Tijuana Brass albums.
That's a good idea. Maybe I should
just
put them on
need.
Dib Day.
Listen, we'll do a media day and let's we'll promote it. And it'll be nothing but cassettes and records and
dollar
plus
a record.
Tracks.
I don't even freaking care.
VHS.
Anymore. Take them.
All right.
You guys were
doing it. Let's
so,
do
Kevin,
it.
Your best individual record, what are you thinking? 40, 60?
Probably in the 60. Matter of fact, from that one right there, and I can't remember, there were a few really good Led Zeppelin ones. I think I got around like
I mean, that's,
75.
That's really
70.
What it is, right? You should be looking for like 70s and 80s rock and rap, like 80s. And
Listen,
90s.
I got a vinyl guy that watches my channel, has stuff. For years. Has for years, and yeah, always tells stuff. Me. Always tells me that Resale Rabbit is like the greatest reseller ever, and I should be more like him. And I'm like, dude, and he's like, why don't you get a
There's
warehouse?
No more Kmart's like, to buy not. Out. He bought them all out and they're
but,
gone.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to do that, but I get it, right? So fine. So he always comments on the record stuff that I go through, and he's like, you're buying the wrong records, and you
so
should
what
get
are the
this
right
stuff.
Ones?
He's like, the stuff nobody's ever heard of is the right ones. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to know that? I mean, how am I?
You've you never
know?
Heard of them.
Yeah. So yeah. I recently sold The Main, which is a new band. That's a pretty new
yeah,
band.
You've
2014,
sold, I saw you.
2014 sold that for $130. Back in the day when I first started my Flipper channel, I found, I looked it up, Larry Goodman, Monster Rapping, Laylaw and Dr. Dre, 1985. So it was like OG Dre.
Oh, there you go.
Sold that for $400.
Well, Dr. Dre wasn't around. That was a different guy, but yeah.
Oh,
well, listen.
He's not the West Coast Dr.
It says
Dre,
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
I don't think it's the West Coast. I think there was
I
a different one.
I think it was.
No,
was
Dr.
There?
Dre, I don't think, was making records in 1985. I could be wrong. Somebody check
I think
that.
You're
Listen,
wrong.
Some of the best records and the best cassette tapes are all hip. Matter of fact, I got a bunch I bought off a guy, and I've never processed
Dre
them. I
in
need
the
to
early
sell them 80s, over there.
Yes.
All right, Dave, we're going to do
He performed as a hip-hop DJ, part of the NWA 1986.
Yeah, well, that was before that, though.
No, what? It says early 80s, it says.
Yeah. Dr. Dre's been around. Eazy-E and Dr. Dre, all
1985, he released a record. Yeah.
Yeah. Two Life.
So this is one of his first ever records, which is why, and it was only had two songs on it, I think. And it sold for, so that was one where like some guy was shill bidding just to screw me over because I was talking about it on my Flipper channel, and he just kept bidding because I was excited about it.
Yeah,
and he bid it up to 800 and then he wouldn't pay, and then he bid it up again to like 700, and finally a viewer reached out and said, "Listen, I'll give you 400 and you don't even have to put it on eBay." And I was like, "Yeah, that's fine." And I just sold it off site basically. So
why'd you put it on eBay?
Why did I put a record on eBay?
Well, if a viewer caught $400, you just gave up.
Well, he didn't.
Bunch.
No, I didn't. Viewer,
I didn't.
Until...
I didn't. No, no, no. The viewer bought it after the eBay shenanigans, and I
after
just he paid me PayPal,
times of...
and I just sent
oh,
it to
okay.
him. Off, all right, off
gotcha,
site.
Gotcha.
Off.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's what
see,
I meant.
See, if eBay sponsors us, we can't even say that, right? If eBay sponsors
no,
us, we're
that's
not allowed
not
to
illegal.
Say any other people anymore.
That's
we
not
only
illegal.
Sell
no, because
if somebody
he found
contacts
me through my video,
you on eBay,
he messaged
you need
me
to sell it on eBay. Yeah, if he gets
that's
yeah,
that's
totally.
The truth. Don't ever if you're ever wanting to talk to like Kevin or Dave or me, don't do it on like Whatnot or
yeah,
eBay.
Don't do it on Whatnot because I turned off my Whatnot message.
Oh,
don't
hey.
Do it on Instagram because I don't look at those. Don't do it on YouTube because. You know, I'm probably not going
to. There's no
you
way
wanna,
to contact
you
want to
text Dave, and you want to text Dave at this
you
number.
You
want to
text Rod Picking and Punching on Instagram,
right.
And
you
want to
text Dave at this
name.
Number,
that's
and I'm
exactly
going
right.
to give you Kevin's that's, number. You want to get a hold of Kevin to get Dave's number.
Dave has employees that he hires.
Yeah.
For
Rod
this.
And Tina filter my messages for me. Thank
well,
you,
listen,
Rod. Does it really?
Well, because me and him are in so many videos together that people are constantly writing him for me.
Listen, I've had dads go same thing with Deathpile and me.
Yeah.
But listen, so I hired Jess. So jess.commonwealthpicker@gmail.com if you are interested in selling out a collection. I'm going to see how I'm going to go.
Why don't you get an at commonwealthpicker.com? You can do that. You can get your domain.
It don't matter.
Dude, could I have an email with your name too? Like Carrie.
Sure. Yeah, I want Dave.com. Yeah, that'd be good.
One of those.
Yeah. Dude, but listen,
just email me about
Kevin,
whatever.
The
complaints?
Problem. Okay, can I tell you? I'm going to tell you the problem right now, Kevin.
Okay.
And this is serious. It's like Business Dave for a minute.
Business,
doing it that
time.
Way means that literally Wayne. Mm-hmm. Wayne.commonwealthpicker@gmail could go create that right now, and he could pretend he's part of your employees. And he could message people and say, "Hey, I work with Commonwealth Picker." So you
okay.
really should spend the money to get an at commonwealthpicker.com. You can
okay.
do it through Gmail. You can do it through Google. And it's not expensive.
Okay.
So you
okay.
should do it right.
Yeah, it all could right. be anybody.
Because otherwise, right. like right now, as I said this, the Bearded Limoncello already has the email.
Yeah, it could be diarrhea. It could be diarrhea.commonwealthpicker.
But people already do that. And listen, who's going to really fake? Because somebody could still do that after the fact, right? They could still
yeah,
make that.
But it wouldn't be an at commonwealthpicker.com because you own it.
I got that.
That
but
that's
I only,
all.
You know, I mean, but I, you can
I'm
only
just saying,
so
if
much.
You keep scaling and become a millionaire,
well, listen,
Kevin, then you're going
to
want
to. Oh, so
do
you're
this.
Admitting I'm not. Finally, I'm getting this out of Dave today.
That joke is
half
old
of
that you're rich. We all know. You're
okay.
broke.
So
we all know the
let's
truth.
Start that one.
Kevin
his cocaine habit
it.
Has taken all his money. Dude, I had to look up that whole, what did you call speedballing cocaine? What was that? You used some
oh,
weird
yeah,
drug
yeah.
term last week that I had never heard before. Kevin laughed at it, pretended he didn't
I
know
have
it
no
was.
Recollection of most anything that happened last week. But, I mean, like, it's, yeah, look, listen, if you've lived a life like I have on the edge, like, I used to, listen to this.
Yeah, right.
Back in 1994, when I was 10, I'd play Road Rash on PS1, Dave. And sometimes
yeah.
it was 9, maybe 10 p.m. at night, and I'd do it.
You'd do what, the cocaine?
And I would play Road Rash, and maybe. I was 10. I didn't have cocaine money then.
You don't have cocaine now either, I don't think.
I don't have cocaine money now. That is true. Also
well,
don't have cocaine.
I looked it up. I was trying to find it. Did I send that to you, Kev? I sent you the description of his, like, weird drug
yes.
term he used that I was
yes.
shocked. Did
I
forgot
what it was. It was
to?
Speedball. No, it was not speedball, though, was it? It was.
No, it was something else.
You were
some
very. You were very. Oh, it was freebase. Freebase.
Freebase.
Free
yeah, that was one I'd never
that's
heard.
That's what it was. Freebasing.
Yeah.
yeah.
So. Freebase. You taught me something
and
new
Dave
that
looked
I
it up.
Like, we all learned.
I was very curious. Was
that's
like,
one thing, dude.
That?
Yeah. There's what. Listen, guys. You listen to the Trash to Cash podcast. We're not gonna We're not gonna tell you to come meet us out by the dumpster and everything's gonna be okay. We're gonna teach you about freebasing.
I have a question, because like back in the 80s, in Kevin's day,
Kevin.
A long pinky nail was like a cocaine thing.
Yeah.
But that's not
yeah,
really a thing anymore. It's
Kevin,
not a thing anymore.
Kevin, back
but
in the old days, Kevin, back in the old days, when you're walking down the street back in the old days, was it just cardboard boxes everywhere and people spinning around on their heads and then people doing like BMX
jump tricks.
Listening to the fake Dr. Dre, according to Carrie.
Yeah,
fake there was Dr. a little bit of that. There's you know, lots of tears for fears. When I got older, you know.
Well, okay, so my question for the Greeks is, I have a friend who's Greek, and he has a very long pinky nail. Definitely not a drug guy at all. I was just curious. And apparently it's part of
then
Greek
why did
culture.
You even bring it up?
It's
why
a part of Greek culture, Greek? And I'm okay. wondering if there's a reason, if any Greeks are in the audience, could tell me why, like, what does well, that mean? Why
I don't
they
know
grow
if it's,
long fingernails?
I don't know if it's Greek or not. I know other ancient cultures that would practice that, and it was a sign that they were too wealthy, that they would use their brain for their income, and they didn't do any manual labor. Same thing with the foot binding for women.
Really?
They would do that. They were so wealthy. It was
so it
a
could
sign
be
of
a
prosperity.
Status. He is very wealthy.
All I know,
so it could be.
All I know is I go back. If I go back to ancient Rome, I can't drink the water because there's lead. There's lead in the water, and it'll go crazy.
It's true.
And also, I got to stay away from Pompeii.
Listen,
in
so
general,
Caligula.
Caligula. Let's talk
there
about
you
it.
Go. That's why.
Let's
crazy.
Get in depth. Caligula. Little what happened
boots.
There, Kev?
Was he in when the mummy? With Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Caligula was no. in the mummy.
There was a little bit of
explain
West
to us
Virginia
what explain
stuff
explain
going
to Dave
there.
What Caligula was.
Dude, you know what's so bad is like
Kevin, so he'll understand.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, I don't know what that is. But I will say, like,
Google it. Google it, Dave. After the podcast, Google Caligula.
It's
a person.
I listened to a lot of reselling
yeah,
podcasts
it is.
This week.
It is a person. You're right.
And we are officially the least reselling based reselling podcast out there. No one compares. No one has this little reselling content.
Our base
control.
Is more. Our base is. It's more free.
Well, yeah, what have you base. Sold, Dave? What have you sold?
Well, before we
what
do
have
that,
you
I,
sold? Let's talk eBay.
Okay, fine.
Let's
I'll
talk what not.
Sold.
Let's talk
about what
Poshmark.
Well,
come
let me
Poshmark.
Say something about Mercari.
Clothing.
So I want to know what your Mercari.
Gosh,
sales,
I'm getting
you know,
so many freaking returns on Mercari.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
I've already got two in progress. Yeah.
Oh, so you were wrong about this, that this wasn't an all bright and wonderful thing.
Well,
yeah, you
it
were
certainly
wrong.
Is motivating.
Dave was wrong.
Returns.
Sounds like a good title of this
how
episode.
How many returns but have you got before this?
Neither of those returns have actually sent them back yet. And it does seem like Mercari is going to cancel the returns if the people don't send them back soon. Yeah. So there's a very—it's only 72 hours that you can send it back or something like that.
Why don't you have the on-air thing on? You're on air.
Batteries died, and I'm not okay. buying more.
Oh, dude, listen, so I got messages from I did a Mercari video late, of course, but I did a good
Welcome
one
to
I
the
think
party.
But it well it was a good video, Dave. It had points that last longer than a week. So I got two messages from people that said that their entire reselling model was Mercari to Amazon, and it's really really handicapped them
Mercari
with these
to
new
Amazon.
Changes
mm-hmm. What does that mean? They're buying on Mercari selling.
Yeah, like our buddy who buys from you and sells on Amazon.
Okay. Daily
you know?
No. What the heck is the name? Reagan Profit.
Reagan Profit. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, but they would source on Mercari, sell on Amazon, and they're like, now I've got to pay this fee and all these things on top of it. He's like, it's making it really, really tough. So he's got to find a new. I mean, he said does a little.
It's
eBay
like, it's
and
like at this point,
too.
At this point, like they're gonna have to get real jobs. It sounds like.
Well, listen, they should source. Look at it. This $700 sale over there on Dipdit. Did you see what it was? 49 rings. There's a ton of resale value one off on those things. Maybe that person could go Dibdit to, because there's good buys, Dibdit to Amazon.
Tiquity?
I don't know.
That would be
Tiquity. Tiquity to Dibwit to Amazon.
To Dibwit.
So let's see. Can I show you this?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Hold on. How come it's not showing?
Hey, Midwest Picker says, I paused a UFO video to be here. This
a
better
UFO?
Be valuable.
We should talk a little bit about UFOs.
Okay.
I like UFOs.
What's this one?
They're not identified.
Kathleen the Fernway Flipper
I'll just do
says,
it this way.
98 minutes of Kevin holding back what he really wants to say and letting out an exasperated Yeah.
You should hear.
Keeping it classy.
You should hear the first 5 minutes after the podcast where Kevin just lets loose.
Well, so
farts
what did you
and
really
burps.
Want to say, Kevin?
Farts
what did
Jay,
you really
Jay,
want to say?
Jay Ride. I said it all this episode. Jay Ride says, "I now feel extremely motivated." Thank you.
You did. I didn't watch the end. Did you put all of the end? Did you put both of them in there?
Both of
my Jake Ryder motivation videos.
Yeah, dude, I put them both in there. Yeah.
The okay. people loved it, by the way, Carrie. They love you. They
yeah.
love you.
Yeah, which is weird. Like, we don't actually, me and Kevin don't really get it.
Yeah,
we,
I'm kind of the,
completely honest.
I'm kind of just here. It's more you two and just me just showing up like kind of a third
so
wheel.
So I can't seem to get this to work, but I wanted to share my screen. Either way, I'll just tell you. I
just
sold
tell
a
us.
Camera.
Like the old days. Do,
I sold
do
a
like
camera
art.
On Mercari, okay?
Okay.
And I sold it for $239.99, which is a good sale, $240 for a Nikon camera. Service fee was $14.39, so that's $254. Delivery was $13.50. Mercari shipping is so dumb.
It's
need
stupid.
To get Ground Advantage. It's so expensive.
Stupid. Ridiculous.
Payment processing fee was $8.75. Tax was $16.74. So they did end up paying like $280 for this $240 camera. And I do think it would be good if Mercari at least put that, like, you know, like Airbnb, it says it's $134 a night, but then it ends up being like $190 a night.
Well, they've started actually.
And then you have to like paint their house before
you
leave.
And wash all the clothes and do the dishes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you have to, like,
I riot against that, by the way. I'm the worst Airbnb guest. But my point is, like, I think Mercari needs a little thing like $239.99 is the camera price. Total after everything right below it, $283. Like, just so people know before they click through that they're not going to – you can click through. It's just a pain. It would be nice if it was a little more transparent, I think. But this all leads up to the big eBay change, okay? Everyone's freaking out about the big eBay change.
Yeah, oh, we didn't even get that.
We haven't
even
gotten
a video yet.
Dude, it's a – did you make a video?
No, not
gonna. I did. No, mine's for tomorrow. So it'll be out by the time this comes out, and I gave my opinion there. So I will just tell you guys, and you give me your opinion, okay? How about that? I'm doing the Commonwealth picker. So, Kerry, this is what happened. Do you know how eBay does this thing where you can either have retail rates for shipping or you can have your discounted rate displayed? So you can change what's displayed as the shipping
cost.
Well, you can, yeah. That's an option. Okay. So, like, if you're selling...
Kerry, seriously?
Did you think I knew that? I mean, think
so
about it.
You're
you
selling this tape measure. Okay, you're selling this tape measure.
I honestly didn't know.
It's a pound. You're going to ship it Ground Advantage. Your retail rate's going to display when someone goes to buy it that it's $12, right? Let's say.
If you should do calculated.
Yeah, if you do calculated.
I don't do calculated. That's why. There you go.
Ever?
Who does calculate?
He just overprices.
What do you do, flat rate?
You know how Don does the shipping. I do free shipping on. I do free shipping on cards, and then Don just picks a number. And
yeah.
Like,
okay,
just goes,
well,
$20, that's good.
Which
enough.
Is ridiculous.
If you do calculated, which most people do calculated. Most people do calculated. It'll say like $12 for prior or for Ground Advantage.
I
right?
don't believe that
so,
most people do calculated,
on.
By the way.
Okay.
The
ooh. Really?
I don't believe that. I think most people don't. And they're completely
confused. I think that
most
resellers right who now. Watch reselling content, most of them probably don't. The vast majority of eBay resellers do.
Oh, we're talking like just like regular people or like I want to sell like an old oven mitt and they're just normal people.
Vast majority, I guarantee it. Anyway, go ahead, tell your story, Dick.
So basically calculated it would be $12. Okay. So you can comment below. I don't really care if you do calculated shipping, but either way, it definitely affects a lot of
comment
people.
Comment down below and say
50
the right
per
thing.
You know. It's more than 50% are doing calculated. That's
no,
my opinion,
I
but,
disagree. I think it's less than 30.
Dave is right.
I am right. Okay,
you're
anyways.
So wrong about being right.
Kerry didn't even know.
So Kerry,
whatever.
But when you go to ship it,
I'm just very.
When you go
this
to ship
matters
it, you,
to me a lot, guys. Have, so please let us know down below.
Let me ask you this:
I don't
Kerry,
care about
Kerry
what
needs,
Dave's about to say. It doesn't matter.
Kerry,
I don't even
background.
Care if you believe it. I don't even care if you believe it. Just say I'm right.
Have you
say
ever
that.
In your entire life used calculated shipping one time?
Maybe once.
Okay,
it
so have
accident.
You ever accidentally earned a little more money on that shipping because they charged them $12 and it only cost you $8?
I would never do that personally.
But you've heard of that happening. You're making this very hard.
Yeah,
you've
yes,
heard this
I've
happen.
Earned more
okay.
than what they paid
yes,
me. That's for my handling,
you.
By
that's,
the way. I
okay.
handle it.
That's
when
fine.
I make extra, I'll rock it sometimes and just let
so,
it know I love it before
what
I send
they
it.
Have done is, okay, and you have this option in eBay, which you were unaware of, whatever. A lot of people know
wait,
about
eBay.
It.
What's that?
You have this option to, hold on, I think I can fix this. There we go. You have this option to display the retail rate or the discounted rate. Okay, and most people do the retail rate.
Not just display it, but to actually charge it.
Charge it and display it. Yeah, charge it and display it. So I, a while back, changed to show my discounted rate. So I already show my discounted rate. But eBay is forcibly changing all calculated shipping listings to the discounted rate, thereby like changing everyone's business model if they add in a little margin for the shipping, which a lot of people do. So basically... without consent, they're just going to do this. You can opt out.
Yeah.
You can opt out, but they didn't, like, ask you first. They just are going to lower your shipping costs on everything to their discounted rate, which a lot of times is wrong and ends up costing you money when you go to ship stuff. That's happened to me several times. And I don't know. People are pretty upset
about
it. Rockstar has probably made 6 videos about it by now.
Maybe it's wrong. Maybe when you went to when you actually packaged it and didn't
it was
change
slightly
the
different.
Numbers slightly
yeah, yeah,
different.
Yeah. Yeah, but most people, like, when you show the retail rate, it's covered, right? The extra 2 inches
well,
or whatever.
Well, here's my problem. You can. It's Carrie's unmuted. Don't
he's
tell.
Unmuted.
So what he I use, because I only do calculated on a few items, bigger yeah. type items that I just don't want to have an accident happen to California or something. And so for me, the way I dealt with that in the past was I would reduce the size of that item and reduce the weight of that item. So I still had a cushion built in to make a little extra. But so now if I was opted into that and didn't opt out of it, then I would really get it. I'd get hammered on that stuff because I had reduced that stuff.
Don't you think the problem, though, is that like by eBay doing this, every single listing's price is going to go down? So if you opt out, you're now the most expensive in the market because everyone well, else, without even realizing it, because
yes.
I didn't see the email, they're yes. now cheaper than you.
Yes, and it's going to be a vast majority. It's going to be a problem for a lot of resellers, in my opinion. I really think it is.
Except for Carrie.
But.
And his 80% who do flat rate.
No, I'm thoroughly zoned out. Go ahead. Continue.
Look, I'm doing flat rate.
If you guys
so...
want, if you want to listen to this podcast, go for it, guys.
And, you know, so opt out of it if y'all want to. But the other option is to leave the items that you have listed and opt into it. There's a bunch of options, obviously. Go to flat rate, which would be a great idea. But if you leave those options in, or if you opt into this thing, let's say, okay, then what you do is leave those older items and let that opt in and let that old merchandise sell. But as you're listing new ones, list it with a higher selling price because your shipping price is now lower and you're fine.
Well, I don't understand flat rate, Carrie, at all, because if you're going to do flat rate, why not just do free shipping and price the item $12 higher? What you would
I do flat rate.
Flat
you don't do flat rate, Dave?
Why would you? You can just price the item that much more and do free shipping.
So you do calculated shipping?
Everything, yes.
Really?
But I want you to explain it. Like, how is flat rate any better really? Than just doing free shipping at $12
because
more?
You open up your marketplace to the entire country.
Yeah, but then why not just do free shipping and just price it that
you
much higher?
You can do it that way, too. You can do it that way, too.
But Carrie has, like, a whole motto about not doing free shipping.
Here's what I do.
There's
I add $12, and then I still do plus shipping on top of that.
Listen, there's other bad things with the free shipping.
How's your sell-through?
Not good. I haven't sold anything in weeks.
There's other bad things. Other bad things that go along with the free shipping, including... You don't have the option to take away the shipping. Like, I had a guy send something back to me that I can't remember. It was a stupid reason that, like, I just didn't want it or something like that. Like, I didn't give that guy that shipping back. No
I feel
way.
Like this is like a topic the reseller island
but
room
you can't
should be
do
talking
that.
About or
you
something.
Can't
this
do
is far
that.
Too boring for us.
And I really like the balance of a slightly lower price and a very, very competitive shipping rate. I think psychologically you get more sales with that. But there's an argument for getting more sales with free shipping and the higher in the algorithm and all that stuff.
But with Krylov, does any of this even matter?
Other than the return thing, no. No, Carrie,
I thought you stopped doing free shipping, Dave. You just like 2 weeks ago.
I do calculate it. I do calculate it.
I do both. I do free shipping on cards and plus shipping. On everything but else, not calculated, because I'm not a
calculated
sociopath.
Just reduces the pool of buyers. I used to do all calculated, mostly calculated shipping, and I still do a little bit of calculated shipping. But you're in Florida, so I kind of get it.
Other
but...
than the returns, I just don't see how flat rate and free are different.
Okay, so at least you'll agree that it doesn't matter that I do flat rate.
No, I think it's the same as free. I think it's fine. Okay. It's the same thing. It's just a different way to put... I mean, it makes the sticker price look lower. That's all it does. But then
I don't understand. You get one $260 bear sale, and we're supposed to listen to you about reselling now?
Well, I got the $240 camera sale, too.
No, I wonder.
You did.
So I got
I'm listening.
And
I'm now listening. My bad. Let me get my notes app out.
Yeah, get your little notes app. I sold the $240, $15 Red Bull cooler. I sold a $100 tater bin that I found without Dawn's help. I'm doing the carry. Take credit for Dawn's finds. I found this tater bin.
Yes.
I sold it. Dawn did not help me.
No, so no. You suffer from the same thing I suffer from. Your good sales are also from Dawn.
From Dawn, yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dawn found me. I had a guy who opened up a return on me there. So he bought, what did he buy? Oh, he bought a golf rangefinder from me. And it was going to Washington, right? And so it's ground advantage. So I ship it out. I shipped it out. It was a two-day – I have two-day shipping. And I did ship it out. Not that – I shipped it out in 2 days. And he sends me a message and says, hey, you know, this is 10 days later and it still hasn't arrived yet. I bought it from Amazon and it showed up in 2 days. You can expect a return. I'm like, golly, dude, what do you, you think I'm Amazon? You think that Amazon is doing this? I don't quite get it. But so now I have to do a return. So Ground Advantage right now, and tell me down below, guys, is really, really slow. All of my Ground Advantage is really going slow. All of it. I'm looking at it, I'm like, holy moly, what used to show up in 2 days is now 4.
And in your answer about how slow Ground Advantage is, also remember to tell them that calculated, nobody does calculated shit.
Listen, I can promise you, listen, I guarantee you there's not that many people calculated in this audience to do free shipping.
Yeah, there's, I think calculated is the default when you like list stuff. It's just what happens.
It is.
By the way, Carrie, I did a like, apparently Sam's Club sells boxes cheaper than Walmart.
So they, and wait, also bubble wrap.
Yeah, well, the bubble wrap's great because it comes with a big old box that I can ship Red Bull cooler.
Also, the thing about Sam's Club, because I used to work returns at Sam's Club. You could just return anything whenever. You could sleep on a mattress for 7 years.
Once the bubble wrap roll is empty, I'm returning it.
You could sleep on a mattress for 7 years. They'll give you a new freaking mattress.
It's like the people who get a lawnmower at Walmart every year and bring it back day before they bought it.
Exactly. I had people bring, because I worked at the returns area, I had people bring it back rotten fish. And I'm like, you can just take a picture of it. I believe
you. I don't want it.
I don't really want rotten fish here while I'm working. But thank you.
I saw Don bragging about a bunch of good sales. Did you want to talk about any of those sales? You want to brag about any of Don's sales,
Let's
Gary?
Do Don's sales segment. Yeah, Don sold. That's all Don does. That's all our chat is with Don. It's just her bragging and then making fun of Kevin a lot, too.
I hear she sold a Tiffany-style stained glass.
She does make fun of me.
She does make fun of you a lot.
She does it out of love. She loves all of you.
But listen, y'all. I just want y'all to know Dawn, Lady Arbitrage, expose right here. She will charge you $19.99 to ship a plush. I'm just saying. I'm like, Dawn, that costs like $8. I'm like, because she's bragging about her sales, which are amazing.
Have you ever?
She's a very good picker, far better than Carrie.
You seen her shipping, though? She like bubble wraps it and then puts like a wood crate around it, then boxes it. It's not cheap.
It's, I bet.
She sold a Tiffany style glass bobblehead cat night. We just got a couple days ago. She paid 15. We paid 15. Sold for $70.
Carrie, I sold something that you and Don left here a couple weeks ago, and I forgot to tell you about it. I don't know what it was, but
dude, if she inflates the price of an item by $20 for shipping, was it right? Couldn't she have just priced the item $20 higher and done free shipping?
Yes.
Is the part I'm so confused about.
Yes.
The flat rate. I just don't get it.
But the answer is yes.
We're not a free shipping on normal stuff household, my friend.
There are negatives.
Only on cars.
If you in the search, if you look for lowest
price, there's positives to free shipping as well.
There are positives to it. I'm just
saying. Like eBay promotes those listings a little bit.
Psychological, man. If you have an item, I don't care if it's half the price. If you're doing calculated shipping, I'm going to pay double if it's free.
All right. Here's the real question. Here's the real question.
Maybe.
Why would eBay do it? That's the real question. Because they're getting
Because
they're taking a less
scared of
Mercari.
Yeah, Mercari's coming out.
No, that's
Get a half of 0.5% of the market share.
I was thinking Mercari's prices have all just went up like 10%, and now eBay's prices are all about to go down 6%. Like eBay's going to look
not
way more
all
attractive.
Of them.
Well,
not all
the people
of
doing
them.
Calculated.
Not all the people doing calculated. All the people doing calculated who don't opt out.
That's not even
it's
counting.
Be a lot of people who don't.
That's
opt
not
out.
Even counting everybody who's
I
selling
totally
stuff
agree,
on whatnot for 10% of eBay value.
The answer is Amazon. The answer is Amazon. Okay. Because people just like this guy, they know they're on Prime and they get the free shipping and it's going to show up like that. They already know. So you've got for you to go to eBay first. Check eBay first. Hashtag. There needs to be a discount. And with all the promoted listings, it's caused, and every eBay's promoting listings for everybody. And so people don't just eat the cost of that. They raise their prices on stuff. Everybody who I talk to who does promoted listing at Standard or whatever, they all jack their prices up to do that. And now eBay isn't the bargain place to get your stuff. So it's a matter of being competitive in price point in the marketplace. That's why eBay did it. Why don't they just get rid of the promoted listing thing and they'd accomplish the same task? The answer is because there's money in it.
No, this is okay.
Because why are you asking a question if you're just going to answer it?
Yeah, and I was
just because I wanted to educate you a little bit.
Guys, Jeebus found a 200-pound jug of coins in a storage unit and cashed it in.
How much
but it's
did
not true.
Get?
I watched it. It's clickbait. It, right at the beginning of the video,
actually
he's
a 200-pound
like,
jug of urine.
Video, right at the beginning of the video, he's like, oh, for the last 7 years, I've been buying storage units, and every time I find change in one, I put it
cool,
in this
though.
Jug. Listen. Every time I find it, you know, I put it in this jug. So it was really from, like, thousands of storage units, not one. So it was a lie, Jeebus, and I'm very disappointed.
But every time it is an illusion, and space and is infinite.
Everything is an illusion. Here.
Exactly. So all the storage units really are just one universal storage unit, and we're just here floating through them.
No. That's not right. That's not right.
He also had a yard sale, Kevin, where everything was a dollar.
Yeah.
And it was like all his death pile.
Yeah. Well, think about storage units,
pile,
right?
Oh my gosh, they have so much crap.
Storage units are kind of popping back off on the YouTubes and stuff. So, but man, what a job. The storage unit stuff and whatnot is going, you know, those folks are doing just crazy good right now because
I run everything.
It's just turning units. Well, but I'm just saying the actual people who do the storage units, I do the same. And that was crazy that other day I was watching these guys leading up to my show and whatnot, and they literally are selling something every 11 seconds. And it's decent money, not eBay money, but they're selling something every 11 seconds. It's insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
It's crazy. I mean, and getting $40-$50 for, you know, $80, $90 shirt or something, but it's selling.
Hey, I
for
just
sure.
sold something.
I don't
There's a lot to
the
be said, though. There's a lot to be said. Like, even if you're selling it at 60% eBay value or 50 or 70, whatever, they're selling everything. Everything that's sellable. And a lot of times with eBay, you're getting all this stuff like Dave's $600 haul or $6,000 haul. How much of that's actually going to sell on eBay? Like, every single item? Yeah. I mean, some of it's going to end up on Whatnot probably at some point.
Well, if it's Kevin, all of it, because they'll sell it to viewers on there.
But... Yeah, if you're in a bizarre world like Kevin where you don't sell anything to anybody but viewers,
That reminds me of something. So, have you ever sent a coupon out to all the people who follow your eBay store?
Crossing something off your list.
I did. I had a coupon on here. Uh-huh. Have you ever sent a coupon out to everybody in your
store? Why are you doing
store?
This? Is the Trash to Cash podcast? Stop taking notes for it.
And I take
yes,
notes
I've sent out coupons, Kevin.
Anything.
Yes. I've sent
coupons.
Out
coupons. Good job, buddy. Yes.
How did it work?
It worked fine, yeah. I sold
got,
a couple things.
What, 10,000?
It's not a great topic, but yeah, let's talk about it.
I don't mean like send offers or send the coupon on it. I mean,
totally
send
killed
a coupon
the vibe with the coupon talk.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a video of it.
Yeah, I've sent a coupon and it worked. I sold a couple items.
I don't think I've done a coupon. Tell us more, Kevin.
Yeah. Did you do
I
it?
I haven't done it. Never done it. Okay. I have a coupon, but it only gets sent to the people who I send offers to.
Do you have any gray coupon?
No.
Pardon me.
No. Pardon me.
But I did order a cheeseburger. If you order a 2-cheeseburger combo at McDonald's, and then you ask them to take, you know, I do lettuce, ketchup, and mustard, they only do it for one of the cheeseburgers.
Interesting. Typically, every time I order something at McDonald's, I'm missing something. Sometimes it's the hamburger, sometimes it's a bag.
Craig McLaughlin on Patreon said, what is the next bubble to burst? Meaning, what item that has been hot will soon fizzle?
Ooh, that's a good question.
So,
So
he's referring to probably Funko.
That is a great
Well, I mean, that's
question.
One that's already bursting. I'd say,
it's
like,
done. Yeah.
I've kind of talked about that a little bit lately on my videos. I'm trying to think of what the heck I said.
So, at Squishmallows, right? I mean,
yeah, Squishmallows,
they're
maybe.
They're starting to fade.
You know, there was a big drop in the medium to lower end hats. There was a pretty significant drop, or even some of the high-end.
And
Squishmallows
never really
stuff.
Sold for a ton over market either, so I guess it can't be them.
I'll tell you what's
selling way over market, Carrie. What do you think?
We're also thinking, like, we want to think of something that hasn't yet popped, that's actually booming right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a really good question.
Sports cards.
Here we go. Like, with sports cards are already going down. They're going back down to normal. But here's the thing. Like, right now, what's super hot, I was at the card show, is the TCG stuff. So not just Pokemon cards, not just Magic, but there's, like, One Piece. If you guys know One Piece,
the Disney
anime.
Game?
No, One Piece is an anime. And
no,
it's
but
also
the Disney game.
Yeah, there's also Lorcana. That stuff's pretty hot. I could see One Piece probably going down over time. That could be something that because it's so hot right now, like, ridiculously. I got a pack at the store, opened it for a video, and sold one of the cards for, like, $40.
Wow.
Which was pretty wild. And it was a $7 pack. Am I rich? You know, I've seen stuff.
A little bit.
I've gone.
I'll tell you, I think that the whole Tool side and all that, people are looking for bargains, that kind of stuff. The, you know, everybody, all the stuff's going on in the world, election season. I've been selling all kinds of stuff that preppers would buy, and camping stuff, and all that stuff's going nuts, which it does this time of year anyway.
It's also
anyways,
the time of year, right?
Everything. I sold, Dave, I bought this down there at the A1A sale. Spearhead adjustable gasket cutter, $85 bucks.
Yeah, I went to a sale Friday. I bought a bag of tools. I listed two of them. They both sold overnight, $28 bucks and $17 bucks. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So I guess tools might be worth, I know some guy named Blood, Sweat, and Sell that might agree.
Yeah, Leroy,
you know,
I'm
going
to have to ask you.
Can we say the bubble that's going to burst is NFTs, or that's done? We're already past that, right?
Yeah, now's the time to invest if you want something for 10 cents that's going to go down to a penny.
Mine's still got decent value.
Did we almost have trash to cash NFTs? Did Kevin almost convince us?
Kevin almost convinced us, yeah, but then we were too lazy to do
it. Listen, we don't need it. You got a Patreon. Anybody who goes to the Patreon can now be, that's the next trash to cash. We'll have like a Airbnb at highway sales all over the country. And if you're in the Patreon, you get to sleep with Dave.
Oh, I get, wait, what?
Isn't that your thing?
Sneakers. My answer is sneakers. I think market could pop because it's ridiculous. Some of the crap that are selling for ridiculous money has got to go away. Like they got shoes that look like the Grinch that are selling for $500.
What it does is it's just like sports cards. It's going to evolve. Different things that are hot. Same with vintage clothing. Like clothing, it evolves. There's always going to be hot clothing, hot style. There's going to be shoes that are popular, but a lot of the popular shoes right now are not going to be popular in 3 years or 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't think sneakers style is going to change.
No.
There's too many sneakerheads out there that are just the old school stuff. It's just too many. Dude,
what's the deal with those Mega Man shoes? Have you guys seen those giant foam red shoes that look like
Mega Man?
Oh, yeah,
they're
not
Mega Man, though. They
look
Elijah
like it, though.
They're so stupid looking.
I want to wear those.
They're
supposed
to make
you
look like an anime character.
Are they better looking than Carrie's?
They're Uggs or something, yeah.
Dude, I look good. You're just jealous.
Big Red, they're Astro Boy boots. It's just look like Astro Boy, yeah. But I think it's Uggs. I can't remember the actual maker. Might be Uggs.
All right. Well, maybe these people. Oh, look at this. Peaches to Beaches. I bought a cash register. Sold for $132.95. Have you ever heard of this? So, this guy says, hey, I got sent an offer, and the offer said the shipping was $38. But then when I paid for it, the shipping was $51. That can't be right. Right? I've never heard that before.
No, that's right. Yeah, he probably, no, what happened, Kevin, is he had the wrong zip code when he was looking at it, and then he put his actual shipping zip code in it.
Oh,
changed.
You know what? That's exactly what it is, because this guy is, first of all, he's got one feedback, which is odd, because let me read the message to you. Hi, seller. Thank you. Also, please blind ship. No eBay labels or tags. No invoices, please. So what he did was looked at it on his, and then when he put that address, and then he asked me for a refund on the shipping.
And you said,
thank
no,
you.
Thank
you figured it out. Look
no,
at
and
Dave.
I'm going to write look a note that you're a drop shipper to your customer that you're sending this to.
I want you to know he only paid this on eBay, sir.
Okay, I sold. So, I think I found this. I have something.
Oh,
I
you found
something.
Okay, what'd you
say? Yeah, like I sold a Fornacetti 100% silk tie that I found at like a yard sale. I found a whole bunch of them like last year for like under $1 a piece. It sold for $50.
Hey, there you go.
I want everybody down below just to clap emojis and also mention that calculated shipping isn't a thing. I've mentioned this three times. It's very important to me.
Dave, Carrie, do you think more people do free shipping or calculated shipping?
I think more people do free shipping than calculated.
Maybe
I haven't thought about it. You're right when you said like just people as a deep regular people who are not full-time resellers, you're probably right. Do
all
calculated.
Right, I'm gonna
but
look
I think
up.
Of everything
Let's look
as a reseller because that's who I am.
Why are you so did you I zone out a lot. Did you mention why you don't like calculated shipping? You might have.
Me?
No, Carrie.
You mentioned
no, because
it,
you're very you're into it and you were so weird about it bothered me.
I looked up Furby. Okay. All right, Furby.
Just messing around. I don't
one,
care.
Two,
but I do. And
three,
mention it down below.
Four, five, six. The first nine items were calculated or were not free shipping that popped up. And almost everyone after, two that were free.
What
the
section
vast
are you
majority.
In, are you in the adult section? What part of eBay are you in?
Adult section of Furbies.
I didn't hear the first part.
The Furby section. They're gerbil size.
That's going to be here in the gerbil, the Furby section.
Batteries not included.
That's funny.
Dawn would charge $19.99 to ship this Furby.
She probably would, dude. Oh, my goodness. See. No, she sold a Furby recently. We should check to see what she...
And a lot of these have prices that lead me to believe they're flat rate shipping, Dave, not the calculated ones that you typically see. But, I mean, it could be, you know, because... But not a lot of it. I mean, who charges $12.60 shipping, right? That's a calculated price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but the $9.99s are flat rate and stuff like that. I would say the vast majority do calculated shipping.
So can you do flat rate with a shipping table? And then if they're in a certain zip code, it'll charge them more?
Isn't you know what people could do? You could. So, actually, no, you can't do that. You can't put a shipping table in your flat rate. It's flat rate.
You can only do it on free.
That's the point of being flat rate. What? A shipping? But what are you talking
about? Someone told me,
a
Tony, Finding Keepers Resale, said you can do something that'll like make it so even if you do free shipping, if they're a certain distance away, it charges them something. Should we know about this, guys? We should know.
You could eliminate like Alaska, Hawaii, and territories and stuff. I don't know about that.
Seems aggressive.
Shipping rate tables on eBay. Shipping rate tables.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Look, see, this is stupid. Why should we have a podcast?
Let's talk shipping rate tables.
Why
doesn't
Tony have a podcast? Is the question.
Yeah, knows a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, how about this, folks? How about this? If you opt into that shipping thing with eBay, why don't you just add a handling fee of like $2? So you get the actual shipping plus a $2 handling fee.
Yeah. So I feel like you could get a handling fee. Like if they knew that Kevin like caressed every item before he shipped it out, I think people would pay extra. I think they would.
Yeah, you can create up to 60 unique rate tables to specify shipping options and costs for
different regions.
What nerd does that,
though? As well as international regions.
Wow. A real serious reseller.
Yeah,
my Tony. Boring reseller life might do that, but it's the Tony. Great reset. He changed the name, so he's not boring anymore. So
Tony should start a new reselling podcast because that's what YouTube
shipping is. Tables and eBay
by weight
reselling
by surcharge,
podcast.
Choose whether you specify
reselling
yeah,
podcast.
I mean. Anyway, so yeah, and you can
I'm gonna go mess around with the shipping table.
Wait, listen, I can't believe I discovered something Kevin didn't know. That blows my mind.
I wasn't
I'm
aware.
A little
of
shocked
that.
Right now.
I'm shocked myself. So I have to shout out Griff. I told Griff I would shout him out at the eBay podcast for having me on. So I did it. There it is.
Griff,
it's 1 minute, 1 hour.
I've watched. I listened to Griff's podcast, the eBay whatever it's called, for years.
eBay podcast.
Yeah, it's just the eBay podcast, right? I listened to that because back in the day. Audio-wise, there wasn't a lot of people to listen to. There was Scavenger Life, if you guys remember Scavenger
Life. That's only
Life.
An audio podcast. I was happy only because audio. I had to film it in my bedroom.
Well, like, but back in the day, there was
recorded
only audio podcasts, Kevin.
No, you said film it in your bedroom. That's
yeah, he has a camera set up already there.
He was a younger Kevin then, too, mid-70s.
That's just one of those.
They only went down to his knees back then.
Oh, my gosh.
But Kevin, you remember back in the day, like, you know how there was a few podcasts. We did this video podcast, and then there's a lot of podcasts now. But back in the day, it was lives. Everybody was just doing lives, right? There was just like all these
reseller live
shows.
Tons.
All the
There's
time.
Still a few, like Fundamentals. They do theirs live all the time. Fundamentals is good with a Z at the end of it.
Yeah.
And Archie was on there.
I watched the one with Archie on it. They were good.
Okay.
Archie
so
was disappointing, but they
were
good.
There's a couple Patreon questions I did want to get to. So, first of all.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead. I got one more thing.
Picker.
Just leave it.
Susquehanna Picker, what are your predictions for the upcoming yard sale season, given the economic status in the country, specifically more sales, higher prices, things like that?
The season
never stopped for me, so I cannot answer this.
Seriously. No, it did. It slows down this summer.
It's
going to
slow
bit.
Down in June, July, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's always a complicated question. I actually have a video coming out kind of about it, so I'll leave it a little bit. But for the most part, I expect...
Just answer the question, Kevin.
I expect it to be pretty similar
to
last year.
Back to the nerdery with all my fellow nerds, and we're going to crunch some numbers in my video.
Yeah, we got shipping tables.
Meep, 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 meep.
Here's the
he
kind of
looks like the little meep, meep guy from...
I honestly don't feel... I don't know how, to what degree... Like, are we talking about how it will affect yard sales and yard sale items?
He's thinking yard sale prices will be higher because people are more hard up for money, or maybe there'll be more
no.
yard sales.
People
or less
who are
yard
hard
sales.
Up for money, it's lower.
Okay. I think it's the same as always. There's going to be overpriced yard sales and underpriced yard sales. Until the end of time, I don't think it's going to be that big of a difference that it's going to be noticeable, in my opinion. Yeah. I don't think there's going to be...
It hasn't changed here, I'll
Listen,
tell you
I went to a like dime sale on the ground the reporting day. Here. I went Dude, to I, a dime sale.
Those are amazing. It's always like a 90s... Dimes. There's always like a 97-year-old person doing dime sales.
Well, that's a dime.
Kevin's like, oh my gosh, that's 10 penny candies.
Kevin's like, didn't we date in high school?
Gertrude, how you been, baby?
I hate both of you. Listen, Kat, the Nurse Slipper Show, thank you to both of you for going on there and buying
I bought a super chat just to show Kevin as a mermaid.
It is. Yeah. It makes me feel. Yvonne Thrifty Ridge, thank you. And I expect to check that. Because she got lots of money from that.
It bothered me that they airbrushed all the nipples.
Yeah.
But the abs were looking good. They were almost as good as my abs. Yeah.
We have a couple questions that aren't really related to reselling. Maybe I'll save
Which we can't. We can't answer those. Yeah. Not on this podcast.
Well, give us one more. We didn't even answer any.
Let's do them in rapid fire format then. Where you just do an answer, one word answer. Quirky Picker Chad, if you could eat one food for a month straight, what would it be? Carrie, go.
Chicken tikka masala.
Okay. Kevin, go.
Burritos.
Bagels. Just bagels. I like bagels.
That was an eclectic mix, right?
Asiago bagel with plain cream cheese.
An Asiago.
Chive cream cheese, either way.
Everything bagel?
Love me an Asiago cream cheese bagel. Mm-hmm. Okay, at what point will Kevin get a car manufacturer to sponsor his Picker channel and give him a car? And which car company will it be?
I'm gonna guess 42 months.
I think Tesla next week, Cybertruck. Kevin, what about you?
Yeah, and guess what? It's not gonna work on arrival. It's gonna be dead.
It's going to accelerate you to death. Brian, how's the Tesla, buddy?
Should've got a Honda Civic.
I do have an app that did a sponsorship.
What is your favorite non-reselling YouTube channel to watch?
I don't watch for it. You two guys watch too much. So does Tim. All these people, they send me these TikToks and whatever. Get off of there and do
some work. Sunny V2, the rise and falls of YouTubers. Those are fun. Those are fun videos.
Mine's probably the Pewtwo, Pughtwo. It's a couple that goes to Universal Studios. I've met them a couple times, and I like watching them. They make good videos.
A lot of sports card channels I like, but that's mostly reselling.
I'm not going to say.
Because it's all political.
Yeah, it's a lot of
Actually,
swinger,
no,
a lot
not,
of swinger
it's
podcasts.
It's all erotic then.
No,
it's just erotic political talk.
It's Newt Gingrich with his shirt off.
Leathered up Newt Gingrich.
That amendment
the
is
Newt
sexy.
The Newt Gingrich and Ross Perot show.
It's not.
Isn't Newt Gingrich and Ross Perot dead?
No, Ross Perot is dead. For the record, it's not political, and it's also not erotic.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't leave us many options.
We'll find out after the show and tell you guys next week. Okay, so final question. There's no more questions.